Today on Press TV, Bahrain steps up its crackdown on popular protests on the second anniversary of a Saudi military intervention there. Saudi-backed regime forces have attacked protesters in the village of Sanabiz. Bahrainis have taken to the streets across the tiny Persian Gulf island as the nation readies for a strike on March 14th. The European Union has imposed travel and financial restrictions on Press TV CEO Mohamed Sarafroz and newsroom director Hamira Zeymadi. The EU claims Sarafroz and Amadi were behind an interview with an Iranian-Canadian journalist who appeared in a 10-second clip aired by Press TV in 2009. The US spy chief says Iran could not produce enough highly enriched uranium for an atomic bomb without this being detected. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper says Iran could not divert its nuclear program towards military purposes and produce weapons-grade uranium. A similar report was issued by US intelligence agencies last year. Black smoke comes out of the chimney of the Vatican's Sistine Chapel. This means the Roman Catholic Church cardinals have not agreed on a new pope on the first day of the conclave. They will vote four times a day till a new pope is elected. That's when people will see the white smoke. Another deadly shooting in the US. This time the victim is a six-month-old baby girl in Chicago. She was shot while her father was changing her diaper in their minivan. Her father has also been shot and is in serious condition. Over 500 people were killed in Chicago by guns last year. Another incident that may be a reminder of the so-called Arab Spring throughout the Middle East and North Africa. In Tunisia, a young cigarette seller sets himself on fire. An amateur video shows the moment people are trying to put out the fire before sending the man to hospital. Lawyers for the detainees at the notorious Guantanamo prison call on the US to show concrete steps towards closing the facility. The lawyers are citing a humanitarian crisis as most inmates are in the fifth week of a hunger strike over worsening prison conditions, religious provocation and 11 years of indefinite detention. And Israeli troops have shot dead a Palestinian man near the West Bank city of El Khalil, also known as Hebron. Local security and medical officials say two other Palestinians were also wounded by the Israelis. Israeli forces earlier stormed the Fawwa refugee camp in El Khalil, where the clashes had earlier erupted. Those were latest here on Press TV.